I was chatting with this guy today, and he asked me if I was a hot wife. I said, "Well, I don't know. It depends what you think a hot wife is. You see, my husband isn't a cuckold, and he doesn't need to be a cucky for me to be a hot wife. He compares me to a fine sports car, something about curves and fun to drive." Oh, but I do love to be driven. See, I'm his toy. I'm his sports car. But you know how men are, how they want to show off their toys. And sometimes he likes to lend the keys to a friend. His friend has to be someone he can trust. I mean, after all, I'm a very fancy plaything, and he doesn't want me damaged. But he likes to see how his friend handles me. You can imagine the scene. A wonderful hotel suite. Me sitting on the arm of this big chair that my husband's in. His friend sitting across from us. Both of them are sipping whiskey, and there's this big bed right in the middle of the room. Something about them talking about me, eyeing me, admiring me, but not actually talking to me, just about me while I sit there with them, knowing that my husband is negotiating, considering loaning his property, and that I'm that property. It should be humiliating, but it's exhilarating. The way his friend looks at me, the way he wants me so blatantly, but the way that he respects my husband. And then there's that moment where they hand off the keys. Oh, it's intoxicating. When he says, "Why don't you go sit with my friend?" I slip from my husband's side and into the lap of the dark stranger. I'm not a slut. I'm not a whore. I'm willing. I'm like a good hostess. A very, very good hostess. It's so naughty feeling held by another man while my husband and he just keep chatting, feeling his hand running up my thigh, over my hip, around my waist, caressing me like the prize that I know that I am. And then he asks my husband, not me, he asks my husband if he can continue. That respect for my husband and that disregard of me just makes me squirm a little in his lap excitedly. My husband pours himself another whiskey from the table. And then he toasts his friend and says, "Why don't you take her for a spin?" And then we're standing, this tall stranger and I. My dress has somehow fallen to the floor. I'm rubbing his cock through his slacks. And I look into his eyes, asking him with my look if he wants me to suck him. He answers me with his eyes, and soon I'm on my knees, just in my bra and panties. And his cock is in my mouth. I love warming him up. I'm a pleaser. And it makes me so happy to know that I'm pleasing both the man in front of me and my husband who's watching. But my favorite part is when the big man scoops me up, yanks off my undies, puts me on the bed on all fours, facing my husband. That eye contact, my husband looking at me, smiling, me looking lustful and nervous, our eyes are locked, that man behind me, and then, oh, the cock inside of me. There are no words. It's just this steady thrusting and my moans. Steady, smooth. He knows he's as much on display as I am. He's trying to prove to my husband that he knows how to drive. Me. I grip him inside of me, licking my lips while still locking my eyes on my husband. The man is trying so hard to make me come before he loses it, but he can't hold back, not with me bucking against him and gripping him and moaning. I want him to come. I want him to come before I do. I want my husband to see how good I am at pleasing. I feel him stop thrusting suddenly, holding my hips, pushing deeper inside of me, coming unexpectedly. He lets out this low, growling sigh that sounds somewhere between sorry and wow. Oh, he pulls out of me, but I turn around and lay back on the pillows, my legs spread facing the men in their chairs after he's zipped up and walked over. I'm fingering my pussy. I'm rubbing myself, still on display, while they both watch, letting myself go, letting them watch me come so long and hard, because I'm thinking about how much my husband is gonna fuck me later, how hard he's gonna fuck me, and how he knows how to drive.